Are exercise and nutrition a health factor?
Well, okay. In that case, does better nutrition or more exercise add to our health?
You may have noticed that there are those who are very deliberate about food and exercise, whose physical well-being is obvious. And there are those who seem to be offering tremendous effort regarding food and exercise, who struggle for years to gain benefit and still have no success in maintaining their physical well-being. What you do in terms of action is far less important than the thoughts you think, the way you feel, your vibrational balance, or the story you tell. When you take the time to find vibrational balance, the physical effort you apply will yield you wonderful results. But if you do not tend to your vibrational balance first, there's not enough action in the world to compensate for that misaligned energy. From your place of alignment, you will feel inspired to the beneficial behavior, just as from your place of misalignment, you are inspired to detrimental behavior.
Wow, that is big. You know, there's a line that, for some reason, sticks with me through the years. I remember it was a line from Sir Winston Churchill. He was the British leader during World War II. He said, "I never run if I can walk, and I never walk if I can stand, or stand if I can sit, or sit if I can lie down." And he always smoked a big cigar, but he lived to be 90 years of age, and as far as I know, he was always in good health. But his lifestyle was clearly not what we would consider today to be healthy, so was that just a belief factor then?
Leaving at such an early age? The reason that so many are confused about the correct behavior for healthy living is because they're only factoring in behavior, and they're leaving out the part of the equation that is most responsible for every outcome, the way you think, the emotions you feel, and the story you tell.